Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer video from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I spent time with God, continuing in the devotional journal, In Christ Alone, Discovering Your Identity in Christ. The point of the journal and the devotional is helping each one of us to recognize we have an identity in Christ that is greater than any identity that our world, our culture, our family, our workplace, you name it, anyone would try to put upon us. And when we discover our identity in Christ, it ought to increase our view of ourselves. But when we discover that identity and realize that it's the identity God's given to all of His children, it ought to increase the way that we value one another, the value that we place upon them in the way we interact. This morning, as we're nearing the end of this, I call them 31-day devotional journals. I typically throw in a bonus day or so, but we're nearing the end of this study. And today's topic, is I spent time this morning with God and going through it again, is In Christ I Have a Holy Calling. I write in the journal that there are times where it seems that we almost have that mindset that holy callings are reserved for, well, special people, church leaders, preachers, evangelists, people who, well, work full-time in a church setting somehow, representing Jesus. And while they do have a holy calling, the truth is, in Christ, God has given each of us a holy calling. A calling to represent Jesus wherever we are. And to live life knowing that your holy calling is just as much from God as your neighbor's or mine or anyone else's ought to be a powerful thing in the way we do life wherever we are. To think about the set of skills and abilities that you have that allows you to be an incredible engineer, an incredible chef, an incredible healthcare worker, an incredible police officer, an incredible homemaker, housewife, childcare worker, server. Order taker, drive-through window attendant. Retired person. You see, wherever you are, whatever you're doing as an occupation, almost, I mean, there are things that I believe would be illegal and against God's laws. That people do for a living. But for the most part, legitimate work that God has given us the ability to do ought to be viewed as a part of our holy calling in representing Jesus in that setting. I say for the most part, as I go through the prayer guide for this week and about clean living, today's topic happens to be talking about being cleansed from the latter, from I think the NIV King James uses the word ignoble. But the deeds, the part of life that is inappropriate. When we're cleansed from those, we're made useful to God for His holy purposes. And to think that in Christ I have this holy calling, in Christ I have been cleansed from the inappropriate nature of self in order to accomplish this holy calling. Every one of us can look to God and know that we have value. We're important. So many times it seems to happen in groups of any size. But it seems as if the larger the group becomes, the more noticeable is a group of people within it that feel like they're unnecessary, that they're not wanted, that what they do is unimportant, that nobody really wants them there. Churches have battled this for generations. In a previous generation, we called it the backdoor dilemma. That all of the best efforts in reaching people for Christ did not seem to result in a whole lot of church growth. And many studies had shown that the problem was that they were leaving out the back door as fast or sometimes faster than they were coming in the front. Obviously, we're not talking about literal doors usually. We're talking about people who come in and for whatever reason feel they don't fit in, they don't belong, they don't have a purpose. They show up and they're not useful. The Bible may be clear they're useful to the master, but for whatever reason they're not useful or they're not feeling useful in a particular congregation or group. And so many of those decide it's not for them. And studies at that point in time would show that they would often try out a few other churches. They would move down the road. But if there was something that was making them feel unuseful in one, chances are that they were going to receive the same treatment and eventually not go anywhere. And it's a tough thing as a part of a church congregation to help people figure out, not only help them figure out how they can be useful, but to allow them to be useful. Seems much of my life I've called it Mr. Invisible. That I can receive a lot of accolades for my preaching, my teaching, and the things that I do when I do them, but it usually doesn't seem like it's really all that wanted. That there's always someone else they would rather have, they would rather hear, they would rather listen to, they would rather put up front, they would rather. And the truth is, we feel that way as people, regardless of what abilities we have, because we're all struggling to find our place in life. And it was part of the reason for this entire devotional book of In Christ Alone. I tell people my writing, my teaching, my preaching is usually directed at me first because I at least know I have an audience. And if it's beneficial to others, then that's a kind of a bonus. So the book comes out of a time in my life where I'm struggling with who in the world am I? This group doesn't find much value in what I do. This group has already said I have no value to them. And on it went. And then to sit down and spend time with God and saying, they don't define who you are. I do. And to realize that in Christ, I have a holy calling. In Christ, you have a holy calling, a calling that is most useful when it's confirmed by others and allowed to be used, but the foundation of that holy calling is representing Jesus. It's not so much about what you do day to day, occupationally or otherwise. The foundation of that calling is representing Jesus no matter what you do. And living life according to that calling says God ought to be getting the glory. Probably a good way to determine, are you living out that holy calling or not? In what you do today, how much glory does God get? In what you do today, who hears about or sees Jesus in you? You see, the foundation of this holy calling is we make Jesus known by our words and by our actions. And as we live in this time and this age, it ought to be obvious to all of us that are in Christ that He needs to be made known in a more clear way than perhaps we've ever done before. To strip away the pretense and the shadows. And let people hear and see Jesus through us. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to spend time with God, seeking and finding your identity in Christ. To take on that holy calling, to own it, that no matter what you do, that you will represent Jesus. In the midst of this passage that I've worked this devotion out of on living with the holy calling, Paul writes and he talks about part of that is joining in His suffering, in the suffering of Christ. And Paul is using himself as an example of one who has suffered, and yet Christ has been made known. And so as you pray, recognize that living out that holy calling doesn't mean things will always go well. It doesn't mean things will go the way you want them to. It does mean that Jesus will be glorified. Would you spend some time praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that have called each of us to Yourself, and that as we live in Christ, we have a holy calling to represent Him in all that we do. Father, help us to not get so caught up in the minute details of what activity we're involved in, as much as we look for opportunities and ways within that activity to represent Jesus. As we live in this day and age of fear and anger and hopelessness, may we live out the holy calling that we have in Christ in such a way that people are able to find peace in Him. They're able to find hope. They're able to find love that overcomes God, today, may we be mindful of what a representative of Jesus ought to look like. May we live as those cleansed from the inappropriate nature of ourself, so that Jesus would be seen and heard in and through us. Father, as we represent Jesus, may we be mindful of children. I think, first of all, of the chronological children who are growing up in our homes and our communities and who have had life disrupted in a way that has been unprecedented in modern history. Pray for courage and patience and creativity in the lives of parents who are caring for children and keeping life moving forward in a way that builds them up. Also pray for those who are children in the faith that are living in a time where their faith may be tested in ways they never expected, but also living in a time where their faith may be helpful more than they ever anticipated. Father, for each of us, may we continue to grow in faith, in trust of You. May that faith and trust and hope that we have increase and abound so that others would be drawn to You. God, today, may You help us to represent Jesus by the way we love one another. May that be evident in the words that we share, whether they're spoken words or words shared on social media, words written in a card or letter. May they be words that represent the very nature of Jesus. Father, I pray that this virus would be gone, that You would continue to pour out wisdom and strength and endurance in the lives of those who are studying and researching, those who are caring for the sick. Father, I pray for those who work in our public safety arenas and occupations, in many areas who have come under attack simply because of the uniform that they wear. May You protect them. May You fill them with peace that can only come from You. May You help them to be more aware than ever before of their surroundings and the situations that they find themselves in. Father, for people of all races and backgrounds and economic statuses and employment levels that feel displaced and unwanted and unnoticed, may You help each of us as Your children who are living out Your calling to pay attention. To see each person as You see them. Not as the world defines them, not even as we define them, but to see them as Your child. And whether they're living as Your child or whether they're lost and needing to be found by You, or more importantly, needing to find You, You know where they're at. But needing to come home. May we see them as You see them. May we value them as you value them. Father, as various areas of this country continue to see increases in COVID-19 cases and the increases that lead to a greater level of fear, may we act appropriately, but not appropriately by the world's standards, but appropriately by your standards. Father, may today be a day that Jesus would be evident in our life. And as much as I pray that he would be evident to others by the way we speak and live, I pray first of all he would be evident to us. That we would know that his presence dwells within us, that the greater is the one that is in us than the one that is in the world. Remind us of that. That we would live and lift up Jesus in all that we say and all that we do, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. I do pray that you are greatly blessed by God today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.